dozens of miners during this era were African Americans. Some were free, but others were brought to the area as slaves. Wisconsin's first territorial governor was one of the slaveholders in the lead industry. Eugene Tesdall is an assistant professor of history. He says the students documented what became of the governor's slaves.
Henry Dodge brought five individuals with him in 1827 to what would become Dodgeville: Toby, Tom, Lear, Jim, and Joe. He said, "Work with me at my lead smelter for 2 years and I will grant you your freedom."
Manumission papers show that Dodge actually freed them a dozen years later. Tesdall says stories like this one will be part of a permanent exhibit installed this summer at the Mining and Rollo Jameson Museums in Platteville. Kate Archer-Kent, Wisconsin Public Radio.